And I remember one day, our cook was always there except on Sundays, and sometimes we had to wash dishes on Sundays. And once the cook was away, and Mama decided to show me how to cut up a chicken, knowing that I didn't know how. That was before our marriage, you know, so I was so glad that she did take the time to tell me how, because you hate to let people know you don't know how to do those basic things. But my husband, Bob, liked to, I didn't know how to milk, and women did the milking on the farms, and Mama said she wasn't going to let her girls learn how to milk, so they wouldn't ever have to do it. So Bob did the milking, and I did know how to churn, though, and we had fresh buttermilk and sweet butter and milk to drink, and there were already chickens on the farm, Plymouth Rocks. Mother Allen had Plymouth Rocks, and so we had nice brown eggs and chickens. And later, since Bob and I were young farmers and trying to get away from the old just nothing but cotton and cotton and what? Something else the farmers had. Anyway, bankers wouldn't lend farmers money unless they grew cotton, because they knew they could get always sell the cotton, you know, and get your money back. So, and yet cotton was an expensive thing to grow. You had to have help and a fertilizer and then later, right then, at that time, they had begun to have to buy poison to poison the boll weevil. And so it was getting to be not a money crop, and yet a lot of trouble, you know, for your money. And so we didn't want to grow cotton, and we didn't want to have Negro tenants. So Bob had white tenants, and he was trying to farm without cotton. So bankers were loath to lend money to people who didn't grow cotton. We tried to have a truck farm besides the orchard, which Father Allen already had planted. Bob planted a Yates orchard and some Anna Alberta peach orchard, and we got the first year we married, we gave each other, I gave him some registered Duroc Jersey pigs, and I had registered turkeys to start off with. There's always a market for pork and for turkeys and chickens, and that was what we started with. We had an old-fashioned log smokehouse, and cured our meat and kept it in bins in the smokehouse. And we'd hang the hams and sides and shoulders up and smoke them, and then wrap them and put them away in a big bin of some kind, and pack them in cottonseed. That was something new I never heard of. I don't know what people did later, but anyway, cottonseed was something they had on the farm, you know, and you packed your meat in cottonseed. I guess maybe